This is Grace Cavalieri with a series called The Energy of Poetry. This is part two. Part one, we talked about getting in touch with our childhood memories, getting into the elevator of our lives, going up to a certain floor and finding out what is there, being in touch with our tribe. Now, the second energy level, I believe, is responsibility. Thoughts come into our heads, through our throats as artists, and drop to the heart. This is where the feeling is. The feeling is the recognition of what we have in common. Our failed selves need to be noticed too, but the area of responsibility is keeping it to ourselves and not talking about others. The thought, okay, I wrote this, now how much is it going to cost and who's going to pay for it? This is a touchy area. No art is worth a human person. Just as we should not be afraid to tell our truth, ugly though it may be, we have to care about the other person. I would never be able to write about my own children and tell their exploits. I do not know how Sharon Olds does it. Her writing is marvelous, and I feel sure she is so ethical that she's worked this out with her children. But the energy center that feeds our writing now demands in the second area of responsibility that we look at the action from the idea. This is living honorably. I make a vow that I will talk about the hurt I've done to others, and that is a safe area. Relationships are what I focus on in writing the most and what interests me the most. What are the negotiations that make relationships last? What are the fantasies? What will we do to stave off loss? So naturally, since I had a 60-year marriage, it's hard not to use the material. I change it. I fictionalize it. The feelings are there, but the rest is fiction. No relationship is worth exploiting for an art unless, of course, you want to end one. The relationship, I mean, and probably the art. This is the place for creative abortions, when we know we're trespassing on others' lives. What is the price I'm willing to pay for what I write? If I'm shredded with guilt, I can't finish the piece. The price is too great. If I'm worried that my relatives will think I've done something bad, I'd better be clear that it's none of their business or that I don't care because it is fiction. But the second level of energy comes from being responsible and clear. This could be called living honorably. There was a recent article claiming that writing is a moral way to live. If that means evaluating our intentions and their results, then it is true. The second level of responsibility is also, interestingly enough, the energy center of self-esteem. Why is it so easy to write if we have an acceptance slip? And since this is so seldom, then how do we keep going? How do we find the center of our integrity around writing and take it to a high personal code where we write because we know our view is inimitable and we are shedding light on being alive in a way that no one else can do? Would I write rotten stuff because my self-esteem is lured in by cash or being written up in someone's newsletter? No, I might write bad stuff, but for other reasons, my own. Self-esteem comes from where we draw the line. And in poetry, this is especially nice because it's a world where there's not much to get anyway, although I've seen people fight over that little. How do we keep self-esteem long enough to get to the page and then to go to the next page? I say to leave the world with its tiny trophies and dollar bills. Take the crystal elevator up to the stars and look down at the sheepskin blowing across the ground, the literary prizes rusting in the field, and see how temporary they are. Then bless what you do, small though it is, probably unnoticed, and get back to creating it. Because it may be the only divine act we are capable of, making something that did not exist before. This has nothing to do with rewards. This has everything to do with creating our self-esteem as writers? We want to write because we seek collaboration with the divine, with creativity, not because we are flattered into being a god. This is Grace Cavalieri, Maryland Poet Laureate.